You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to deliver some key messages on cooperation and assistance related to Article 10 of the PTWC on behalf of the EU and its member states. Mr. President, in accordance with our common position laid down by the EU Council, the European Union supports the enhancement of transparency concerning the cooperation and assistance provisions of Article 10 of the PTWC, taking into account the mandates, work, and the expertise of other international organizations. We will continue to support the concrete implementation of Article 10 of the PTWC through various assistance programs. And we are willing to continue with the elaboration of common understandings which form the basis for effective action on cooperation for peaceful purposes in the framework of PTWC. Further action could be considered and decisions taken on the enhancement of international cooperation, assistance and exchange in relation to biological sciences and technology for peaceful purposes, on promoting capacity building in the fields of disease surveillance, detection, diagnosis and containment of infectious diseases. Furthermore, we will continue to support the operation of the current cooperation and assistance database and, where appropriate, seek ways to enhance its utility, in particular by better identifying and matching relevant needs and assistance offers. In this context, I would like to recall that an EU working paper on Article 10 was circulated for consideration of states' parties ahead of the preparatory committee session in August. This document provides an overview of the implementation of Article 10 by the EU and its member states and outlines the various concrete assistance activities with regard to capacity building in the fields of disease surveillance, detection, diagnosis and containment of infectious diseases for the period of 2006-14. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.